Part two with EU competition boss Margarita Vestager, a new way to think about regulating big tech companies. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The European Union has led the charge on regulating big tech companies for years now. Europe's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, was the first major rule on the transfer and tracking of personal data. Now the EU has given the rest of the world a new way to think about tackling the American giants, Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon. Last year, the EU produced two proposals for regulation that labeled the biggest tech companies gatekeepers, meaning they control or restrict access to other companies or apps or services. Margarita Vestager is the executive vice president of the European Commission. She oversaw the proposals, and I asked her how much of an innovation this new definition might be.
It is an innovation because we looked at sort of our concept of dominance and said, well, that's it's not really good enough. We need something to describe that kind of market power, where you basically decide if other companies can get to the market or not. And this is why we have defined these gatekeepers and then say, if you hold this kind of market power that you are when you are a gatekeeper, then there are a number of things you must do and a number of things that you cannot do, because with great success also comes responsibility.
And this is a flexible framework.
Yes, it can be applied to companies who provide a number of digital services. It can also be search. It can be marketplaces. It all depends on your outreach. So for us, it's about what kind of market power do you hold and how can we enable this market to regain its contestability, so that other businesses, you know, smaller businesses, all these many, many businesses who want to attract investors. And in order to attract investors, of course, you need to be able to go to the market and get to potential customers.
Gatekeepers have a tendency to say that the gates are there for your own good. Recently, you said of Apple that privacy and security can't be reasons for anti-competitive behavior. And you know, certainly consumers do want that, or that's been a compelling argument. Do you think that there's a version of privacy and security that need to become the consumer's responsibility?
Well, as you say, everyone wants privacy and security, but they cannot sort of be weaponized to be used in an anti-competitive manner. I think it's a question to, you know, open and straightforwardly to apply these concepts while at the same time compete with others. For instance, I think it's positive when Apple have services that ask you, do you want this app to track you while not using it? And if you apply the same concept to you as you apply to others, well, then things actually are quite okay.
I guess I have to ask you, did you ever imagine that globally recognized competition celebrity would be your claim to fame?
No, not in a million years. I grew up in the western part of Denmark, where, you know, it's completely flat. It's close to the sea. And no, I hadn't any kind of this carved out for me. And anyway, then my parents would have thought of a name that was easier to pronouncing if you weren't just Dane.
Margarita Vestager oversees competition and digital policy as a commissioner with the European Union. Tomorrow on the show, she talks about the EU's stance on policing disinformation. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.